Junction Medical does not accept payments from insurance. So typically, in your average clinic, a patient would have health insurance that then they go see their primary care provider, and their primary care provider would bill the insurance company for that visit, and then the patient may have a copay, and then the provider gets something from the insurance company, and the patient's paying a premium to that insurance company too. In this setting, instead of that, the patient may still have insurance. The hope is that they still have insurance for emergency care, but for their primary care, they pay a flat rate for a month, and then there's no other copays, and that covers as many visits as they may need in that month, some basic lab work, primary care procedures, with the ultimate goal thinking about it more like you don't have car insurance for your oil changes, so you shouldn't have health insurance for your primary care, for the things that you know you'll need to stay healthy. And so direct primary care is more of a relationship between patient and doctor without that third-party insurance company getting in the way, to help prevent those emergencies, those car accidents of health that your health insurance is truly meant for.
So we're talking about basic things here, like I'm coming in for my annual physical or a sports physical, or I'm getting my vaccinations update. We're talking about things like that are kind of more basic health maintenance.
Yes, that, but also the whole spectrum of other things that you may come to your primary care doctor for. So definitely those wellness things, those preventative visits that you make sure that all your T's are crossed and I's are dotted for screenings. But also if you think you have strep throat and you have a sore throat and you come in for that, or cold, or if you have a chronic condition like high blood pressure or diabetes, and so you're coming in regularly, maybe every 3 months, maybe more, maybe monthly, if you're kind of still trying to get things under control. So it's for those visits too, but definitely for the wellness stuff that you mentioned.
So is the goal here that it's less expensive or more affordable for the patient in terms of the payment method?
So it depends. We offer this to individuals that are just walking in off the street. If they pair that with a high deductible, low premium health plan, in the end, they may actually pay less because they're no longer paying for labs or their co-pays for primary care. And they might have to, hopefully, if all goes well with the model, tap into their true insurance and their deductible less. So that's where they could see some cost savings, especially if it's a patient that has chronic conditions like diabetes or hypertension, where they're seeing the doctor more often, they're getting lab work more often, where those co-pays start to add up and either are equal to or more than what that monthly fee would be. Another large population that we work with, though, are employers that are paying for their employees' health. And for them, definitely, they can see a cost savings. This model, uniquely, because we don't deal with insurance, I think 80 cents of every healthcare dollar is actually spent on dealing with insurance. So because of that, we have much lower overhead, which means that we need to see less patients to be able to pay our bills. And so we have a smaller patient panel, usually no more than 400 to 600, as opposed to other panels might be 2,000 or so. And so that offers us to have easier access and more time with patients. So maybe they have to go to prompt care less or an ED less or see a specialist less. Their employees are utilizing those other outside of primary care resources less.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much.